Good morning, and welcome to A Healthier You. I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Fawn. And this morning, as usual, we're going to talk about ways of making you healthier. Good morning, Fawn.
Good morning, David.
We are here live.
Of course we are.
So we are going to take calls this morning, but we are going to talk about a subject first.
Of course we are. And this show is brought to you by the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm, the Mother Nature's Mark in an Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. David has a little subject he'd like to talk about today, and then we'd be happy to open up the phone line. So be preparing your questions. Remember, we are not doctors. We give educational information. It would be helpful if you asked your questions in third-party format. What could be done for such and such a problem?
Rather than I have this problem.
Rather than making it personal. And we'll be opening up the phone lines in about 15 minutes or so. And so be getting your questions ready. The phone number is 470-1400. And would be like to hear from as many people as we can fit in today.
Okay. Well, I guess what's going to precipitate things is how nice it is outside. You know, you go out there and it's just a beautiful day and it's the sun's shining and it's cold.
It is cold.
It's cold. And so that kind of what happened to me yesterday. You know, it was nice, but then when the sun went down, it got extremely cold, and I wasn't prepared for that. And I was out there in the cold, and the wind was blowing, and I got some kind of an infection in my ears, and it was, oh boy, my glands hurt so bad, I couldn't hardly move my jaw, and
he was a mess.
My ears were pounding, it hurt so bad, you know, I almost felt like crying, it hurt so bad. But I had a lot of things I had to get done. And so I was still out in that cold. I did get a ear band over my head finally.
A little late.
But at any rate, I was hurting really bad last night. And I feel fine this morning because I did some things. And the first thing I did is I got home. I grabbed an onion. I ground it up, you know.
Grated it
on the grater. And then I just ate that. And boy, that started to help right there. And I took garlic and chopped it up and put it with the honey and cayenne. And I made myself some fresh lemon, squeezed some fresh lemon, and put some cayenne and in there. And so, I got some yarrow tea, and I went and got in a real hot tub, you know, the whirlpool. And I did all that kind of thing last night. Then when I finished up, I took the Acceptic formula, and I got one of those ear swabs, you know,
a Q-tip,
and I put the Acceptic on that, and then I put it in my ears.
Gently swabbed your ears.
I didn't need to drop any down my ears. I just went ahead and swabbed it with the Acceptic, and immediately I started feeling better. And then I took some Sensei and put a little of that in my ears, okay. And then I took a lot of Professor Cayenne Deep Heating Balm.
You guys should have smelled our bedroom last night. It was really incredible.
Yeah, I took a lot of Professor Cayenne Deep Heating Balm, put it around my ears, and around my throat, and down my neck and on my back and everything. And I felt great this morning. So I feel pretty good.
He looks a lot better than he did last night.
Oh, I was hurting. Anyway, that Acceptic we use in so many things. I also took some orally, you know, to
for infection,
and put some Sensei on my teeth, it works really, really, really good. But the Acceptic is an amazing, amazing formula that, doggone, never quit finding uses for it. In fact, we go through bottle after bottle after bottle of Acceptic.
We do.
We've been getting it in the large 4-ounce bottles. Filling up our 1-ounce bottles, and we use it a lot. I guess you might say we have a lot of accidents and things. I don't know.
I don't think we have a lot.
You're active and you do things.
Yeah, that's true.
You run over yourself with your 4-track, and you have to kind of repair things.
And you have your snow. What is that called?
Oh, a snowmobile.
You land on your leg.
Yeah, right. At any rate, one of the reasons that the Acceptic works so well is it has garlic in it.
Absolutely.
You know, and what we have to do is go back to a time when they didn't have antibiotics, but antibiotics had they'd come up with antibiotics, but they didn't have them. That was World War II. They used garlic during World War II, and it was called Russian penicillin because I guess the Russians were like out of the supplies and things, so they used garlic a lot, and it worked very effectively. And that's the whole point. It doesn't matter that penicillin's around or anything else, you know. The thing is if garlic works really well and it doesn't get rid of the flora in your intestines, so you don't have those side effects you have with antibiotics, then why not use garlic? And garlic's one of the things that's in the aseptic. You know, garlic's been used way, way, way in the past. Hippocrates. What are we talking? 2,400. We're talking a long time ago. 2,400 years ago. That's a long time. Hippocrates was using garlic, and they used it for wounds and infections, for cancer, for leprosy, digestive problems.
He was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, that long ago. You know, and it wasn't that long ago that our modern medical community was poo-pooing the fact that traditionally they've used garlic for cancer. But you know, most recent research has been showing that it does work for cancer. So, I guess we have to listen to some of these old practitioners. That's the thing about herbs is, you know, they're constantly changing to meet today's demands. So even though bacteria and viruses may mutate, you know, the garlic seems to keep up with them because it keeps changing too. And so there never has been genetic change in bacteria that could fool garlic.
Hmm.
Garlic's always been able to take care of the problem. Garlic's been used effectively in World War I. World War I, of course, so they used a lot of garlic, and it was used for infected wounds, amoebic dysentery, protozoan, so it got rid of that. Garlic was studied scientifically by Sandoz Pharmaceuticals in Switzerland, and then they're the ones that were able to isolate the alene. And the alene is a substance in garlic that really doesn't have any effect at all, you know, until it comes in contact with alanase. So, and that's what causes the smell of garlic. See, garlic can just sit around the house and you don't smell it until you chop it, and then you smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And that chemical reaction is between the enzyme alanase and the alene. And that creates a substance called allicin. And allicin is 10 times, 1,000 times, 100 times more powerful than the antibiotics if you ever isolated it. But you don't need to isolate it. It is that powerful in the garlic. So garlic is one of the reasons the aseptic works so well. But it's not the only reason.
Well, there's a lot of good herbs in this particular product. Which one did you want to go to next? Do you want to talk about oak bark?
Oak bark, yeah. You know, and that's the first ingredient that's listed on the label, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oak bark's interesting. Oak bark is, I consider, the backpacker's first aid kit. If you're up there in the mountains with nothing, there's always oak. And the oak is something that we can use for scrapes and wounds and bruises and things like that. Sore throats, all those types of things. Anything that could happen, you know, when you're out in the wild.
How do you use it?
Basically, you could just take some leaves and chew them up and use those. Or one of the best ways is just to take and strip the bark off the oak and then use that little green inner bark. And that's very powerful.
By chewing it or just applying it or what?
Yeah, you can chew it or you can put it right on the area by itself.
Hmm.
It's interesting, you know, they came up with these plastic cutting boards because they thought that oak cutting boards, you know, wood cutting boards were unsanitary. Then they found that they had more problems with the plastic because they had more bacteria growing on it. Even though it was a cleaner surface, they had more bacteria growing on it because the tannins in the oak or the other woods that were used would kill the bacteria.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So, yeah, oak. And now oak also, one of the reasons the oak is in the aseptic formula is because of its strong astringent qualities. And what astringent tannins do is that they basically pull tissue together. And as they pull tissue together, it tends to force infection out and then help it to heal. And so that's in the oak.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's other herbs in the septic that make it highly favorable, usable.
Mm-hmm. Golden seal?
Yeah, golden seal. Yeah, good. Golden seal is in the septic, and that's what gives it its color. And the color of golden seal comes from a substance called berberine. And berberine has been studied quite extensively, and it does kill bacteria. Golden seal has been shown to treat bacterial, fungal, protozoan infections, like the garlic. The berberine kills many bacteria that cause diarrhea. The berberine is also effective against the protozoans that cause amoebic dysentery and giardia. And then they have reports that berberine has been effective against cholera.
Hmm.
In fact, it says in Indian researchers found berberine to be more effective against cholera than the powerful antibiotic chloromycetin.
Hmm.
How about that? And, of course, golden seal, it's interesting, didn't have all the research that some of these other herbs have had. In fact, it's probably one of the least researched, yet it's one of the most used. It's one of the most popular. Because people don't need research to see that an herb works. So, they've used golden seal, research or no research. Now some of the research is coming out showing that, yes, it is definitely effective.
What about another good herb in there is myrrh?
Yeah.
Why did you put myrrh in there?
Do you know, myrrh has been used traditionally for centuries. And one of the reasons is, and this is how they found it out, is, you know, when you wound this plant, it exudes this sticky substance.
Mm-hmm.
And the sticky substance comes out and hardens, and then you get these little myrrh gum drops type things, you know. And anyway, that's the substance that protects the plant from infection. And so that's how they found it out. And that's exactly how it works. Myrrh's been used for centuries for the same types of things that the golden seal and garlic have been used for. Chinese researchers identified substances in the herb that fight bacteria, and Indian scientists have discovered that the herb has anti-inflammatory action. And, you know, myrrh is one of the things they've used for a long time for a mouthwash. It destroys the bacteria in gingivitis, and it's been used with a lot of toothpaste and mouthwashes.
Yeah, there's some toothpaste at the health food store that you can buy with myrrh in it.
Myrrh also reduces cholesterol. And, it's an interesting herb. Very antiseptic. It's been used traditionally against sore throats and colds and sore teeth. How about that?
Hmm.
It's really good for tooth pain. Gums. It's been used extensively for gum disease, cough, asthma, and chest congestion. So, yeah.
Another herb you have in there is comfrey, isn't it?
Oh boy, we could talk forever on comfrey.
Oh, we certainly can. Well, we have,
and
occasionally.
Yeah, we have, and comfrey is used specifically for its healing qualities. So the allantoin in comfrey is used in a number of different drug preparations, lip chapsticks and things, you know, for healing. And that's exactly what the comfrey does. Comfrey heals. Comfrey is known as the cell proliferant. It tends to make cells grow. You know, and there's a controversy on comfrey, you know, about cancers and things, you know, because they fed the experimental animals large, extremely large amounts of comfrey.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize that comfrey is a cell proliferant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it does tend to heal very well. We're going to take a quick little break here. Don't go away. We have just a little bit more left to talk to you about on this accepted combination. But the show is brought to you by the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Marksman Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And you know, they still have some March specials going on. Bragg's apple cider vinegar is still on special, the hot lemon lip balm. And they spelled it with two M's on the slur. I don't quite know why they did that.
Lip balm.
Lip, yeah. Lemon lip balm, anyway. That's still on special. Dr. Christopher's newsletter, Herbal Digestive Aids, is on special, a good newsletter to learn about how to help your digestion and to keep things moving a little cleaner and freer there. The chewable papaya tablets and acidophilus chewable tablets are on special also, if you think that those may help your digestion. Also on special this month is the Jurassic Green, and I think they put it on special because of St. Patrick's Day. It's green, and Patrick's, you think of green. Anyway, you think of March as being the green month, so the Jurassic Green is on special, a really good price, a good saving of about $5 or so, and so you may want to go down, and if you're looking to get some Jurassic Green, now is the time to be buying it, because this is a good month for it. Dr. Christopher CSK is on special, and a whole bunch of stuff. So we invite you to come down to the herb shops at 160 South State of Norm and 188 South Main in Springville to stock up on all of your health needs. I think there's one more herb left in that combination, isn't there, David?
Well, just one other thing about comfrey, you know, that it's been used for over 2,500 years to make wounds heal up faster.
Well, it's been in existence for so long. Why would anybody question its capabilities?
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway, the last herb in that combination is cayenne, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Cayenne pepper. You know, I can't think of first aid conditions treating them without cayenne pepper.
Absolutely.
Cayenne stops bleeding. You know, cayenne makes all the other herbs work better. It's a stimulant, and for some reason, when you put it in a formula, all the other herbs tend to be intensified and work a lot more intense. So cayenne's a catalyst in that formula. Dr. Christopher used to use lobelia as a catalyst or cayenne as a catalyst. And both of them worked very well in different ways. And the cayenne just strengthens that formula. And
makes it work effectively.
Oh, it does. You know, and cayenne itself kills bacteria.
So is cayenne what stings when you use the combination on a wound? Or is it
a number of things to sting, but cayenne helps. And that the sting also helps to relieve pain. So if there's pain involved in the wound, the cut, the scrape, whatever we're dealing with, cayenne can be used as a pain reliever.
Well, you explain that to Ginger next time I have to use Acceptagar, right. Okay?
So you get that initial pain, but then you get a pain block created by your body for that. So it works really, really well. Acceptic's a wonderful formula. You know, and we ought to maybe talk about some of the ways we use Acceptic. We've used Acceptic in a lot of different ways.
Well, we certainly can, but let's also let the listeners know you're welcome to call in any time. The number is 470-1400. That's 470-1400. And, you know, that's always the best part of the program is having the listeners call in and getting able to talk with them.
That's right.
But, yeah, let's tell them how the Acceptic, how we use it, and then listeners, start dialing.
Traditionally, we use it on cuts and scrapes like we talked about. But taking it orally works really well in clearing out the gingivitis and
pyorrhea.
Pyorrhea. Oh, we use Acceptic extensively with pyorrhea. You swish it in your mouth three or four times a day. You mix it with oak bark and pack it on your gums. And, hey, it works fantastic for pyorrhea. Excellent. You can take a little bit of Acceptic and mix it in a cup of water and then flush that up your nose for sinusitis.
I bet that stings.
A little bit, yeah, but it works very effectively. Works real effectively. Like I mentioned, I use it for earache. You can rub it into your glands for glandular problems. I've used it very extensively for, like, athlete's foot, you know, so that works really well there. What are some other things we use? Rubbing it into the chest for lung congestion.
Absolutely.
Oh, that works really well. When I injured my leg, starting to get infection in it, I just started rubbing Acceptic into it, and then it took away the infection.
And the skin wasn't punctured.
No.
It just went right through the skin to where the infection was.
Absorbed right in there, yeah. Acceptix, wonderful, wonderful formula. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Caller number one, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I need some information about diuretics.
Okay.
I have a problem holding water all the time, and sometimes it's worse than others.
Well, you know, one of the things we want to do when we're holding water...
I can't hear you.
Okay. You'll just have to just talk a little louder, and then we'll talk a little louder, and
okay.
Hopefully... one of the things about retaining water is your body will naturally retain water if you're not getting enough water. See, and
if
doctors,
I'm not getting enough water?
Doctors tend to take you off of water if you're retaining water, which is the worst thing you could do.
I see.
You drink more water, and then the body's going to release it. So, yeah, water's important. So that's one of the things we want to do. But as far as diuretics are concerned, the things you get from the drugstores are going to reduce the potassium in your system, and they're really harsh. But herbal diuretics have always worked, and they actually work better than the drugs. And so I've had some really good experience with herbal diuretics, and they work well. And Dr. Christopher put out one of the best ones, and it's called Junipars. And you can get that at 160 South.
Say that word again. I didn't hear it.
Junipars. Junipars.
Okay.
And that can be purchased there at the herb shop at 160 South Day in Orem, or the 188 South Main in Springville herb shop.
What about parsley? Isn't parsley?
Parsley is a really good diuretic. Something you can just get out of your garden, and it's probably coming up right now.
Well, I appreciate that information.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, herbal diuretics. You know, I was in a hospital situation once where they had given this person what, 3 or 4 hours to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the doctors, did you give some diuretics? And they said, of course we gave diuretics, you know, and kind of shooed me off. And so I went and got this Junipars in liquid form, and when nobody was looking, dropped it in the person's mouth, started her kidneys right up.
They were not very happy with you.
They weren't too happy about it. I think it was a situation where they were expecting the person to die, and it just didn't happen. And so, anyway, I've seen herbal diuretics work very quickly, and when other ones wouldn't work. So, yeah. And they're safe. They're high in potassium. So, let's go to the phone lines. Caller number two, good morning. You're on the air.
Are you after me?
Yes.
Okay, I can't hear you. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine, so just go ahead.
Yeah, I had to turn my radio back up just a little bit so I can hear who I'm talking to. Okay, my husband had a couple of questions, and he's listening out, pruning, and he wants me to ask you about trace minerals. And if you're eating nuts and seeds, organic, especially sunflower seeds, we like to grow on sunflower seeds, can you get all the minerals you need just from what you eat, or do you really need to take supplements? There's quite a big push for minerals.
Well, I don't think you can eat just one food and get what you need from it. I think it takes
right.
a variety of foods, and it takes the right growing conditions, and it takes the right minerals in the soil. If the minerals aren't there, then they're not going to be in the food. That's,
right.
That's why the herb shops contracted with farmers in southern Utah, where it's very, very mineral rich, and they've taken the same mineral soil that these other companies make mineral supplements out of, and they actually put that on the soil so the plants pick up those minerals. They then harvest those plants, juice them, and then flash dry them under 100 degrees and capture all the minerals, the vitamins, the phytochemicals, the enzymes, everything. And so it's a much more complete product. And that's found in their Vital Herbs formula and their Jurassic Green. And
okay.
So that's the way we like to get our minerals is from plants.
So you probably would have to eat tons to get the trace minerals in the quantity that you need right now with the way food's grown?
Not necessarily. If food's grown on mineral-deficient soil, you couldn't even eat tons and get what you need.
How do you find out whether your soil's minerally deficient? I mean, can you test the level of the minerals in your soil?
The extension service in Provo would be able to help you with that.
That might be fairly expensive.
If you've got a lot of minerals in your water and you're out in farm country, or what are the chances that you have a lot of minerals in your soil?
Well, there are minerals. It's which minerals? And, you know, a lot of it isn't so much the minerals being lacking in soil. A lot of it is because we've destroyed all the flora in the soil. By putting
and that affects whether the plants can take in the minerals.
Yeah, by putting chemicals on the soil, you not only destroy invaders, you also destroy the friendly flora. Just like our intestinal tract needs friendly flora to uptake nutrients, the plants need friendly flora in the root system to uptake minerals and convert them and utilize them from the soil. And so it's kind of a two-edged thing. Number one, the minerals have to be there, and you know, certain areas of the country are lacking in certain minerals. The minerals don't seem to be in all soil every place. And so it's nice to get it from a variety of sources. But the best that we can do in our own gardens is make sure that we don't use harsh chemicals and we don't kill off the flora and that we grow things organically. You know, even though we started growing things organically, what happened 2 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, affects what's going on today. Does that make any sense?
Okay. He's also got one other question. He wanted to know how your dad passed away.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
And then I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for
your
call.
Thank
you. It was interesting. My father had a really terrible automobile accident when he was in his 20s. He was the passenger in the car, and got thrown through the car windshield, and they took him to the morgue. They thought he was dead. And when he was there at the morgue, his eye flicked, and then they thought, uh-oh, this guy should be in the hospital. So they rushed him to the hospital. And he was paralyzed for life from the neck down. He was paralyzed. That's what they said.
Yeah.
He was paralyzed. And while he was there, he also lost his memory totally. He had total amnesia. You know, he was studying law, and he was going to be an attorney. And this happened, his memory's gone, and so that kind of ruined that profession, which I'm sure glad. I don't think I would have enjoyed my father being an attorney. But at any rate, he's laying there paralyzed, and I'm going to have to continue this story after our break. I'm running to our break.
Right. Stay right where you are, and we'll continue the story because it is an interesting story of Dr. Christopher. But I just wanted to let you know that the show is brought to you by, of course, the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And you know, last week was Jensen, and the winner last week in Orm was Hazel Graham. And because we had two women, we decided to give away the Every Woman's Herbal book. And we congratulate both of those women last week and hope that you're enjoying your books. And this week, our winners are in Orem, it's Tammy Christiansen. And in Springville, we have a young lady by the name of Harmony Montgomery. And I happen to know her, and I think that's pretty exciting that she got to win. And this week, we're giving away the Herbal Home Healthcare book. And we hope that these young ladies will enjoy this book and be able to use it to the best of whatever for the benefit of their family. Also, we want to be sure to mention that Tuesday nights we still are having our Tuesday night local classes. This Tuesday on April 1st, April Fool's Day as a matter of fact, we'll be talking about understanding elimination. We'll be going over nausea and vomiting. Wonderful subject. That's so neat. The next one will be diarrhea. That's another really wonderful subject to be talking about in public. And then Nathan's going to be talking about slippery elm and how slippery elm can help these different maladies, I should call them. So we hope to see you at 7 o'clock at 188 South Main in Springville for our local classes. We've had a lot of good classes coming about. I'm surprised at how large the class grows each week. And
probably until next week when we're talking about those subjects, then it's probably going to drop.
It's going to diminish, huh? Anyway, we'd like to see you there. The classes are $20 each. If you want to bring your spouse, it's always good, well, to study together, and so everybody's on the same track. A spouse is just an extra $5. You can't beat that price. So we hope to see you out at class Tuesday night. Now let's finish up the story about Dr. Christopher.
Anyway, we talked about him having that accident when he was in his 20s, you know, and being paralyzed and total amnesia and everything. Anyway, his friends came to the hospital and said to him, well, what you need is a chiropractor. And he goes, what's a chiropractor? I mean, he totally lost all
mental.
He had no idea. Yeah. So anyway, they explained it, and he says, well, I'll ask my doctor. So he asked his doctor, and his doctor, of course, said, "All chiropractors are the biggest quacks in the world. You know, you don't want to." And so when his friends came back with the chiropractor, he said, "No, I don't want a chiropractor work on me. He's a quack, you know." But there wasn't anything he could do. He was paralyzed. So a couple of his friends watched the hallway, make sure one was coming, and the chiropractor worked on him. And hey, yeah. One session, and he was walking.
Right.
And we have great respect for chiropractors.
Anyway, further on in his career, he also bumped his head again. And
yeah, he was walking across the street and got run over by a truck, and again hit his head and lost his memory. Well, when he was in his 70s, he was only 73.
Mm-hmm.
He again fell. He was cleaning ice off his driveway. He slipped, hit his head, and this time, again, he lost his memory, but it never came back. Never did return.
For a full year, it was a very strange year for the whole family because
he was very healthy after he hit his head.
We had him with us, but it was not Dr. Christopher. It was somebody entirely different. He had no idea who we were. David would show him his book, The School of Natural Healing. He'd thumb through it and say, "Oh, you wrote a really nice book," and give it back to him.
He had no idea. Seen tapes of himself, you know, he can believe he'd say things like that, you know. He's totally lost his memory. And like I said, he was perfectly healthy, but once the brain goes, the body goes. And so
we were pumping him full of so many wonderful things. His beautiful white hair was starting to turn dark, and his eyebrows were going back dark again. And
it just wasn't meant to be. And so anyway, he went through a number of bouts of problems and physical problems since the, like I said, the body deteriorates after the brain goes. And we tried our best, you know, to keep him here, but in fact, we probably tried too much. And what we did was, as a family, we got together and, you know, discussed it and prayed about it and said, you know, we are sorry if we've kept him here against his will, and we're prepared to let him go, and he died that night. And so I think we just held him here a long time.
I think so. We were selfish.
I guess we were. We didn't want to lose him. And so anyway, that's how he died. Probably through a prayer. Any rate, let's go back to phone lines. This is the caller number 3. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes. If you had a 15-year-old boy that developed a lump in his breast and a little bit of fluid would come out of it, would you be concerned? And if so, what would you do about it?
There would be a concern, of course. Anytime something like that happens, you'd want to deal with it. And I think the first thing I would do, rather than go in and do something invasive, you know, to find out what it might be, just see if we can do something to diminish it and to reduce it and to get rid of it. First thing I would do is the combination Mullen and Lobelia, 3 parts Mullen, 1 part Lobelia, which is the best thing for glandular swellings. And it might just be a glandular swelling. It might just be that things are so packed in there that the only thing it could do is leak out through the skin.
So you would rub that on it?
No. It's we would take the herbs, Mullen and Lobelia. You can buy them in bulk. Uh-huh. We'd make a tea out of them. You take a cotton cloth and dip in that tea and put that wet cotton cloth right on the area. And then you put like saran wrap over that, and then maybe a towel or something, and then do a alternating hot and cold packs over that. So while it's wet, we put a hot water bottle and then an ice pack and then a hot water bottle and ice pack back and forth like that. And we would do a session of at least an hour 3 or 4 times during the day. And that itself may just reduce the problem. It just may be that the glands in that area are just full and overloaded, and this would help to dispense them out someplace else and let the body take care of it that way.
If that, rubbing this BFC ointment on it, would that hurt or help?
Oh yeah, that would help heal. But I think one of the things we want to do the alternating hot and cold.
Uh-huh.
To dispense the constipation, if you would, the blockage that's going on in that area.
I see. And that's 3 parts Mullen and 1 part Lobelia.
Yes.
Okay. And would you give him anything orally?
Oh yeah, what we'd want to do is try to do some internal cleansing.
We'd
want to do some internal cleansing,
uh-huh.
Working on the bowel, working on the liver, working on the urinary tract. And the best things for those are the LB, LG, Junipars.
LB,
LG, and Junipars.
What's that,
Junipars. Junipars. J-U-N-I-P-A-R-S.
Okay. and that will take care of it.
That should.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
You know, one of the other things that we might want to do in a situation like that, when we're not doing those fomentations, is just go ahead and rub that Professor Cayenne deep heating balm into the area, and then they also have the Mullen Lobelia anointment. I didn't want to mention that first because I really think that the tea and hot
the
and cold
needs to be absorbed
are really important. Yeah. So, okay, great. 470-1400 if you have any calls for us. Let's go to another one. Caller number 4, good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a question to ask of you that maybe you could give me and my wife some help with it. She's taken a blood pressure medicine, and one of the side effects is water retention. Is there a natural product that will help with water retention? This is in lieu of trying to lose weight, too.
Well, the drug is causing water retention because it's reducing circulation.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's not a very good drug to be on.
But what if that's the only option the doctor will give you?
Well, maybe the thing is that we need to stay away from doctors.
Well, yes, I agree with you there. It's just kind of a catch-22. It's she needs a medication to relieve the pressure, and she's tried the other angles, and it hasn't resulted in her... we haven't got too much result out of it.
Well, generally, we find that a drastic lifestyle change helps immensely.
Uh-huh.
That means we switch from what we're eating to only fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. That means we don't buy cans. We don't buy packages.
Mm-hmm.
No white bread
or
no
dairy.
No white bread, no dairy, no sugar,
uh-huh.
No wheat flour. No whole wheat was something we could eat, but not just wheat. So it would be a drastic change. And by doing that drastic change, we've seen dramatic effects. You know, but that's a lot, I guess, sometimes pretty hard to do. It's easier just to pop a pill.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was anything that could be taken in correlation with the...
Well, a lot of times doctors will give diuretics if...
But that's the only thing. There isn't a natural product to be used with that would work well with water retention.
Well, our first caller called about the diuretics, and yes, there are herbal diuretics. Herbal diuretics work better than any other diuretics.
Uh-huh.
And they also have a high potassium, so you're not losing your potassium.
I see. Well, all right. There is
one other thing. Another thing we want to do is increase the circulation, and we do that with cayenne pepper.
With cayenne?
Oh, yeah. Cayenne will increase circulation. And it may raise blood pressure a few points, but what's a few points? You know, when we have high blood pressure, the main thing is that we're getting the circulation out there. And by getting circulation out there, then we're going to relieve the retention anyway, because the bodies will be able to handle that.
Uh-huh.
Other herbs that would be good would be ginger, garlic, and eating a lot of onions would be a really good idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Onions tend to help thin the blood and also make it less sticky.
I see.
As do the other herbs we talked about.
Yeah. There's one other thing I would like to ask you.
Sure.
In drinking coffee, is there any helpful benefit in drinking decaffeinated coffee over regular, or is that just as bad?
Well, the problem with coffee and some of these other caffeine products is, you know, I don't know whoever came up with the idea of taking a medicine as a beverage.
I see.
Well, we do know back then they dispensed the nasty tasting coffee and cola in sugar syrup. And then a druggist put soda water in it, and it just became a popular beverage. But it used to always just be a medicine,
uh-huh.
And then it became a beverage. And any time we make a medicine a daily consumption thing, then we're in danger of coming down with the problem that the drug was supposed to be for.
I see.
Caffeine is one of the best drugs for certain types of headaches.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have those headaches, yet you're taking the drug, you may create those headaches.
Oh.
Now, that's the problem with caffeinated products.
What about the decaf?
Decaffeinated products, it depends on how they do it. Sometimes the chemicals they use to get the caffeine out are worse than the caffeine.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Really a catch-22 situation.
Yeah, it really is. So, hey, they've got some wonderful beverages at the herb shop. Things like Roast Aroma. They've got some nice products. Hot beverage products that you can just start substituting. So go down and check it out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye.
We had a shy caller that didn't want to come on the air but wanted to ask a question. And that caller wanted to know which one is anti-inflammatory in the
aseptic
formula.
Mm-hmm.
The myrrh is anti-inflammatory, and the comfrey is anti-inflammatory. And even though the cayenne seems to cause inflammation, in the long run can be anti-inflammatory. So a lot of them in there are. Interesting. Well, thanks for that question. Well, we have another caller. This would be caller number 5. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I have a question. What would you do if you had a friend that was in the hospital, in ICU, suffering from toxic shock, who almost died, and she's going to make it now, but there's no way that you could help her while she's in the hospital. What would you do for her when she comes home to help her recover from this without any lasting side effects and get back to her normal health? She's generally a very healthy woman, and she tries to take care of herself by eating properly. And I'll hang up so I can hear you better.
Well, you're still there?
Yeah.
You know, you listen to news report stuff, you'd think that was only a problem that happened in the late 70s or 80s. It's still happening, huh?
Yeah, she almost died. I mean, the family was called in.
And do they have any idea why?
Well, she had strep, pneumonia, and then she started her cycle. It was just, to use a lack of another word, all the right combinations. She was run down.
Right.
Just hit her very hard.
Okay, so you just want to know what to do now to recover.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and to when she comes home from the hospital, the best way to help her also get through this without any side effects. She's been on so much medication. Okay, and I'll hang out and listen to the answer. I can hear you better over the radio.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
She sounds like a good friend to have.
Yeah. Any time that we're trying to recover from something debilitating like this, we want to work with nutrition. So the very best thing they can do is stay away from hospital food. That's not a good way to get nourished. What I would try to do is, as soon as possible after they're out of intensive care and they're able to eat, is to go into the hospital and rob their food from them so they can't eat. And
take some fresh juices in.
Fresh
carrot, fresh apple, fresh grapefruit juice, fresh orange juice.
Well, the electrolytes in fresh grapefruit juice are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, fresh juices, and in the Jurassic Green.
Boy, oh, absolutely.
I would get a lot of the Jurassic Green down. You start building nutritionally. I would do the Vital Herbs, of course. And to get extra energy and to feel better, that B-Power. Wonderful, wonderful formula. So the B-Power, the Jurassic Green, and the Vital Herbs, and a lot of fresh juices is what I would do. Sneak them into the hospital or whatever. Just keep them from eating those hospital foods, because that's going to stretch out the downtime.
What about, David, if she was on antibiotics or whatever to overcome this infection?
Definitely we're going to have to restore the friendly flora. And we would do that with a wonderful product called PB8. They can get that at the herb shops. 160 South State in Orem and 188 South Main in Springville. The PB8 is wonderful. The Nature's Way product, what's that called? Primadophilus.
Mm-hmm.
Primadophilus would be really good. And then that wonderful kimchi they have there at the herb shops. You know, and kimchi, let me explain what kimchi is. That's the Asian version of German sauerkraut. Instead of just using cabbage, they use a lot of different vegetables and go through the fermentation process and then add a lot of spices to it. I like kimchi. It's not just soured, it's tingly, it's spicy, and I would do that. And just being spicy, it's going to pick up their physical and their mental alertness, and it's just going to get things moving. And I would do the kimchi.
Can I also ask, what about, I'm sure that after being in a hospital situation, don't you think a cleansing might help?
Oh, definitely. First of all, we want to nourish. I think first of all, we want to nourish. And when they're feeling strong enough, then we want to do some cleansing. Okay. So then we'd use the LB formula, the LG formula, the Junipars, and the Red Clover combination. But we wouldn't really do those.
Let's get them back up to where they
need
to be.
Until they're feeling stronger. I would use the LB right away.
Would you?
Yeah. We go ahead and cleanse the bowel. But I'd start the other ones just a little later. And just a lot of those nutrients. A lot of those nutrients. We're going to do it. That's what we would do. Okay, let's go back to phone lines. This would be caller number 6. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was just wondering about how long Golden Seal would store, or the aseptic, how long, if you had an open container or something, if you can store it indefinitely, or if it should be kept in the fridge, and also other tinctures like that, how they should be stored and how long they can store. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for your call. Well, tinctures do store very well for a long time, even without much care. However, in a refrigerated situation, in a cool place, they're going to store much better. So you're going to have a lot longer storage life for the extracts. If you're only talking a couple of months or something, there's no need putting them in the refrigerator. No need whatsoever. However, if you're talking long-term storage, like, you know, 20, 30 years, yeah, in a cool place would be a good idea. Now, as far as the herbs themselves, like just Golden Seal, and that's a good herb to have around.
It is.
They do deteriorate. But the way to keep them from deteriorating too much is to keep them in a cool, dry, dark place. Because those are the things that are going to affect the quality of the herbs. And if you can keep them in a cool, dry, dark container, then they may last you a good 5-6 years. And the extract could last you a good 20-30 years. Anyway, that's what we do. Let's go back to phone lines. Caller number 7, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, David.
Yes.
I had a question for my son-in-law. He's had problems with his back, especially the lower back, and his down his right leg, it seems like. He complains if he sits too long or does too much work or overexerts, he gets just an aching back. It's not a sharp pain of any kind, but just an ache. And wondering if there's something he can take or put on that might help the pain.
Where in the back is it?
It's mostly in the lower back, and he says down the right leg.
Okay, well, a couple of things we might want to look at. And, you know, of course, this is all hypothetical. We're just talking about a hypothetical situation, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah. I would first look at the urinary tract and make sure that the kidneys are okay. And the Junipars formula with added marshmallow might be really good for that. Then we'd also want to maybe look at some infection, urinary tract infection. And so the Junipars with cranberry, and cranactin is a good product. Look at those two together. And then I would want to look at maybe a sciatic problem or something. And so we'd look at the Relaxes and the Calc-T internally. And then externally rubbed into wherever the pain is, we would look at the B&B extract and the Professor Cayenne deep heating balm.
That would help bring the nutrients to that area to help to heal?
Yeah, that's what we would do.
What about, you talked about the healing as far as comfrey. Is that good? Can you put that on the back or take it internally?
Definitely. BS&C fomentations on the back work so well. And then when we can't do a fomentation, then we could just go ahead and rub the BS&C ointment in and then the Professor Cayenne deep heating balm. Yeah, that works very nicely.
Does the cayenne help to get the nutrients in, or does it help to bring, I don't know, heat or bring the nutrients, the immune system or something, to the area for healing?
Yeah, it helps in circulation. It helps move blocked matter out and bring fresh nutrients in. So, yeah, that's why we use the cayenne.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. Mm-hmm. Oh, this would be caller number what, Fawn?
Eight.
Caller number eight. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I have a question in regards to bone loss in the jaws. A friend has been diagnosed that she needs oral surgery, and there's bone loss in four pockets, and it's a very expensive operation, and I'm wondering if, for her sake, if she could take something that would help rebuild that bone. Do you know of anything?
Well, if we're not looking at a life-death situation and the operation can be postponed, I mean, if it's just a convenience thing,
yeah, that's
I would always go with something natural first.
Yeah. What would you suggest for her?
Well, I can't suggest anything for anybody in particular because I'm not a doctor, but if someone had a situation like that,
uh-huh.
We'll keep this hypothetical. In a situation like that, what we'd want to do is, first of all, of course, nourish. Nourish, nourish, nourish.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of Vital Herbs and Jurassic Green would be a good idea.
Vital Herbs and what?
Jurassic Green.
Oh, Jurassic Green, uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, the next thing we want to do is BF and C. And the best way to do that would be in a tea form and hold it in the mouth as long as possible and swish it and just hold it there a long time and then go ahead and swallow it. So the BF and C right there on the area. Then we could take the BF and C and mix it with slippery elm.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do 70% slippery elm bark and 30% BF and C powder. And then we'd mix the aseptic in those combined herbs so that we have kind of like a pie dough consistency. And we take that bolus or whatever and we put it right on the gums.
Where the bone loss is?
Well, yeah. And or you could do all the line all the gums, but specifically right where the area is.
Uh-huh.
And then your lip or cheek can hold that right on all day, and you just keep it on there all day. So you have
keep it all day, and every day you would do that?
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
And then if there's an infection involved in the bone loss, the aseptic is exactly what we'd use. Swishing uh-huh. that aseptic between the teeth and then swallowing it. And we try to hold it in the mouth as long as possible. 2, 3, 4 minutes, whatever we can do. And then swallow it.
What about BF and C fomentations?
I can't hear you very well.
We could also do BF and C fomentations externally, where just over the jaw area,
uh-huh.
we would take a BF and C, make a tea out of it, dip cotton cloth in that tea, put that wet cloth on the jaw area, put like saran wrap over that, and then to do alternating hot and cold packs over that.
What length of time would you do that?
It'd be good to take an hour of your day and do that. And
then for how long? And then you got back and had a reevaluation?
Yeah, I would give it at least 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I give it at least, the very least, 6 weeks. And I don't think any operation is going to be a problem postponing it 6 weeks. I mean, a lot of times you postpone things 6 weeks just for the doctor's convenience.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I appreciate your comments. Thank you so
much. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's take another call. This would be caller number
nine.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I had a question for about a few years now, I'd say at least 5 or 6. I've had this pressure around the orbit of one of my eyes, and it's I've had like CAT scans done. I've even had ophthalmologists, two or three different ophthalmologists look at it, and they can't seem to find anything wrong with the eye itself, but yet the area around the eye. And I'm wondering if it might be some nerve damage or circulation problems
there. Just pressure or pain or
it's like a pressure or a tightness, and it's almost like it's
and no one's been able to find anything.
No. And it's like it makes it difficult to use the eye, and also I have really bad floaters in that eye, which move very fast.
Well, I think that'd be an indication that there's some definite circulation weakness in that area. Dr. Deborah Banker, I believe, she's an ophthalmologist. She really highly recommends exercising the muscles around the eyes. That sounds kind of silly to some doctors, but you know, all muscles need to be exercised. And so she recommends, like, doing the alphabet with your eyes, you know, and, you know, just following patterns, following flower patterns, just getting the full motion of those muscles working. And we would then add to that the BF and C ointment. I would rub BF and C ointment around.
Say that one more time?
Yeah, in what? Those areas.
I didn't quite catch that.
BFC.
Oh, BFC.
Yeah, the BFC ointment.
All right.
I would just rub that into those muscles around the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'd go ahead and put it on the eyelids and let some of that BFC get on the eyes themselves. That'd be really good. And then Dr. Christopher has his herbal eye bright formula. Actually wash our eyes with, and that works really nice. I like to wash the eyes with that, and then put the BF&C on afterwards to be kind of soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can be taken internally too. I would look very strongly at bilberry, wonderful herb for the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and cayenne pepper, ginger, ginkgo. Ginkgo definitely.
So okay, I have been taking that lately.
So I would combine ginkgo with bilberry and the herbal eye bright formula.
And the BFC ointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Looks like our time is pretty well up. Another 20 seconds, and I think music's going to come on. There is a music. So, want to mention again the herb shops at 160 South Dayton Orem and 188 South Main in Springville. They may not be the biggest, but boy, they're the best. Go in and see them. Until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.
The Hour of the Time may be contacted at HOTT, that's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.